98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
According to some research, which was probably carried out in my house as soon as I go to work, 55% of dog owners share a bed with at least one dog. 31% share a bed with at least one cat. And 8% allow their pet under the covers or on the pillow. And I want to find out if you're in that category. Do you allow your dog or cat to sleep with you? And if so, why? Because this research has found that women, 55% of women actually prefer to sleep with their pet rather than another human. Like their partner, their husband, their wife, whatever. I'd love to hear from you if you're somebody who allows your dog or your cat to share a bed with you. Call me right now on 67979781. And I want to find out, like, do you allow your dog to sleep under the covers with his little head sticking out and lying on your pillow? Is there anyone listening who actually allows that? I'm waiting for a phone call from my own wife because I know as soon as I go to work, they're up there. Gary, you're on 98FM. How are you, Gary?
Not too bad, Adrian, and yourself?
Good, thanks, Gary. I have to be honest, it's one thing that annoys me when my missus from time to time allows the dogs to come up and get into the bed and it wrecks my head. But you actually allow your dog to sleep on the bed?
You allow the dog. I mean, I know it's a lot of people to say it, but the dogs are part of your family. So if you're sitting downstairs watching telly, they're sitting there cuddled up in your lap watching telly with you. Or if you're making dinner, they'll sit there watching you, waiting for little scraps and
that.
So when you go to bed, what's the difference? You go to bed, they come up, they jump up, they do a little twirl on the bed, and they just nestle in. And my little dog is Cass. He'll sleep like with his toys. Like he'll bring his tennis ball up to bed, and he'll cuddle up with that, and he'll sleep there for the night. And I can't see a problem with it at all. Like they get a shower or a bath every like 2 weeks or so. They're as clean as that. And, like, what's the difference?
Does the whole family sleep in your bed?
No.
No. So
the whole family of dogs.
No, the rest of your family, like if you kids.
No.
Oh, right, okay. The point being that, you know, in a family where there's children, you wouldn't have the whole family sleeping in the bed with you.
It's different. Look, like that, we have, as humans, like we have family, we have friends, we have people we work with, we have people we meet on a daily basis. All your dog has is you. You know what I mean? You're his buddy. So maybe I made a mistake at the start by like letting him into the bed or onto the bed from day one because he was kind of a rescue dog at the start. So he didn't trust anyone. He didn't he was just a little lost soul. But then over a few days, you know, he's kind of got around and being our little friend. And then he starts sleeping on the end of the bed. And it just got to the stage where, what am I going to do now? Start locking him in the kitchen or something?
But that's what we do. We leave our dogs in the kitchen overnight. I had to work early in the morning, and I'm fairly sure I've no proof of this. In fact, I might install a camera, but I'd be fairly sure that my missus lets the dogs up as soon as I'm gone to work.
And what of it? What of it?
Like, well, let me read out a message that I've just gotten. And it says, Adrian, I work in a vet's, and 90% of people don't keep on top of their dog's flea and worm treatment. I love my dogs, but to sleep with them is disgusting. You can't even see some of the insects on their skin. And this is somebody who works with animals, but wouldn't allow the dog to sleep in the bed with them, says it's disgusting.
Stop. Look, if you're worried about everything, all these microscopic things, like you've often seen these pictures people will show you, like you see them on Facebook and that of like bed bugs. Like, they look like, you know, monsters from space or something, but like tiny little things in your bed. I'm not going to be worried about that. You know, I mean, if you start worrying about things like that, I mean, for me, there's no better feeling than when you're in bed and your dog is there and it's, say, raining outside and you hear your dog just snoring at the end of the bed and he's just like, he's so happy and content. That is just, that's what it's all about. Do you know what I mean? He's your little buddy at the end of the day.
No, I know he's your little buddy. We've two dogs and they're both my little buddies and that's all grand. But they have their own bed in the kitchen and that's where they sleep at night.
Yeah, so you've already done that from the start. You know what I mean? And he kind of got used to that, whereas we went a different route and we were kind of happy that he was coming out of the shell a bit. And all of a sudden it's like, in fact, nowadays it's more like he lets us sleep in the bed with him. Do you know what I mean? It's gotten to that stage.
Well, stay there for one second. Dave, you sent us a message in a moment ago to say, Adrian, my missus has told me more than once she prefers the dog to sleep with her sometimes, well, rather than you.
Yeah. She's actually told it to me, like, you know, I've said, are you serious? And she goes, yeah, he's actually more cuddly sometimes. He doesn't snore as loud. And he doesn't wake her up in the morning going, are you in the mood? So, yeah.
So he's more...
The dog is less of a pain in the arse to sleep with than I am.
I've been told that as well, actually. I've been told that as well. And I'm assuming that my missus isn't listening because she'd have been on by now to say exactly that. Okay, but what is the arrangement in your house? Like, do the dogs have their own bed?
Well, no, see, normally he'd sleep in the sit room, but sometimes we're going to bed at night time, we'd, you know, we might forget to close the door fully. But he's a sneaky little shit because he knows I kind of stay awake late enough at night time. So sometimes we'll get up in the morning and he'd be asleep at the end of the youngster's bed. But I have caught him a few times, and he's sneaky about it because you can just hear like a little footfall every now and again in the hallway on the timber floor. And you just hear this little tap, and then nothing for a minute, and then another tap, and he sneaks right into the room and then jumps up under the covers at the bottom of the bed and sleeps there for the night. And then when I get out and go to work, the missus calls him, and he goes up and snuggles up to her, and he kind of throws me this look as if to say, ha ha ha.
And does it annoy you?
Nah, it doesn't bother me one bit.
It doesn't bother you one bit?
No, like, it does now when he's shedding. Like, we had another dog, but he's living with my mam now, and we used to let him sleep in the bed with us, but he was like, you know when you have a small dog that has the really short hairs and starts shedding?
Yes.
Do you know, and they get everywhere, so we stopped that after a while. But he was terrible for it as well. He was like trying to get him out of bed in the mornings. It was like trying to get a child up for school. Like, you'd pull the blankets off and go, get off the bed, and he'd roll on his back and start wagging his tail at you.
That sounds like our little Molly as well. She's a little bitch. She really is. You have to drag her off the bed if she gets off.
Yeah, and the smaller dogs are like little divas. Do you know, it's like they know they can turn on the cuteness, do you know, and they can, like, oh, if I just roll around on my back and playing with my paws and wagging my tail, you're going to leave me alone.
Stay there for a second, Dave. Alma, your dog sleeps with yourself and your husband.
Yeah, he does. It was generally my idea. I wanted it, and my husband was totally against it, and now he's with me on it.
Oh, is he? He's given in?
Yeah, doesn't bother me, because...
Sorry, I can't hear you, Alma. It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Oh, sorry, I'm in the kitchen. He was against it at the start, but now he's not against it at all. He actually calls the dog if I'm watching telly. Come on, let's go. The dog goes, not a bother.
Right, and as a matter of interest, how do you, you know, carry on with your husband when the dog is there?
You just put him in the other room.
Oh, you have to. So you have to make a point.
If we get up early in the morning, my husband goes to work early, and I get up early and get things done before the kids get up. He hops in my bed and hops into one of the kids' beds.
Oh, right, he knows his place.
Is it
not better for a dog? Because this is the argument. I've had this argument for a long time with my other half. We've two dogs, right? And I'm the one who always puts them into bed at night because she says, let them up. Go on, let them up.
That's
no.
Me.
And I put down the foot and I put them into their bed. But I'm fairly sure as soon as I'm gone to work, they're up.
Yeah.
Am I being nasty and cruel?
No, well, to be honest, now I'm looking at it, I would prefer now if he slept downstairs because he's a pain.
All I have to do is, come on, lads, into bed, and they both walk into the kitchen to get into their bed.
In their legs and giving you that look, probably.
Yeah.
But if I had the choice now, I probably would have kept him downstairs because he's an awful mover. He's all over the place.
Right, okay. So you wish you hadn't done it, but you have now. It's kind of like letting a child into your bed, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and if to do it now, I'd say he'd bark the house down and I'd say he'd scrape me doors down.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me read a message that's just come into us, and it says, so this topic sparked a conversation between myself and my better half. We don't have a pet, so I can't contribute. But when I asked if she would allow a dog into our bed, she didn't miss a beat when she replied, I have a Jesus dog beside me every night.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.